Actually, there wasn't much cleaning of any kind getting done on the ward. As soon as it came time in the afternoon when the schedule called for house duties, it was also time for the baseball games to be on TV. And everybody went and lined the chairs up in front of the set, and they didn't move out of them until dinner. It didn't make any difference that the power was shut off in the nurse's station and we couldn't see a thing but that blank gray screen, because McMurphy'd entertain us for hours, sit and talk and tell all kinds of stories, like how he made $1,000 in 1 month driving a truck for a gypo outfit and then lost every penny of it to some Canadian in an axe-throwing contest, or how he and a buddy slick-tongued a guy into riding a Brahma bull at a rodeo in Albany, into riding him while he wore a blindfold. Not the bull, I mean the guy had on the blindfold. They told the guy that the blindfold would keep him from getting dizzy when the bull went to spinning. Then, when they got a bandana wrapped around his eyes to where he couldn't see, they set him on that bull backward. McMurphy told it a couple of times and slapped his thigh with his hat and laughed every time he remembered it. Blindfolded and backwards. And I'm a son of a gun if he didn't stay the limit and won the purse. And I was second. If he'd been throwed, I'd have took first and a neat little purse. I swear, the next time I pull a stunt like that, I'll blindfold the damn bull instead. Whack his leg and throw back his head and laugh, digging his thumb into the ribs of whoever was sitting next to him, trying to get him to laugh too. There was times that week when I'd hear that full-throttled laugh, watch him scratching his belly and stretching and yawning and leaning back to wink at whoever he was joking with. Everything coming to him just as natural as drawing breath. And I'd quit worrying about the big nurse and the combine behind her. I'd think he was strong enough being his own self that he would never back down the way she was hoping he would. I'd think maybe he truly is something extraordinary. He's what he is, that's it. Maybe that makes him strong enough, being what he is. The combine hasn't got to him in all these years. What makes that nurse think she's going to be able to do it in a few weeks? He's not going to let them twist him and manufacture him. And later, hiding in the latrine from the black boys, I'd take a look at my own self in the mirror and wonder how it was possible that anybody could manage such an enormous thing as being what he was. There'd be my face in the mirror, dark and hard with big high cheekbones like the cheek underneath them had been hacked out with a hatchet, eyes all black and hard and mean-looking, just like Papa's eyes or the eyes of all those tough, mean-looking Indians you see on TV. And I'd think, that ain't me. That ain't my face. It wasn't even me when I was trying to be that face. I wasn't even really me then. I was just being the way I looked, the way people wanted. It don't seem like I ever been me. How can McMurphy be what he is?